Spin Me Right Round, a The Flash fanfic written by Vera and read by Katie Hart. Rated explicit. Pairing, vibe, reverb. Additional tags for bad BDSM etiquette and power play. Summary. Cisco goes with reverb as a distraction. Then he gets distracted. It had seemed smart in the moment. Agree to go with the black-leathered man-bun version of himself to distract the creepster away from Barry and Iris. It would give them some time to get out and regroup. He knew Barry. Barry pathologically rescued people. So it would just be a matter of time. A heart attack-inducing ride on a stupidly sexy bike had brought them to a nice apartment in a fancy-looking building. None of the other dwellers they'd passed in the hall would make eye contact with Reverb, let alone glance at his guest. It was bone-chilling and sort of awesome at the same time. Usually Cisco couldn't intimidate the 5-year-old that lived next door into giving him back his mail. Granted, the Lego catalog was killer this year. The apartment was modern in a chilly way. All the furniture looked slick and new, designed to show off and not to kick back on. Which might explain why Reverb looked like someone had put the screws to his spine and turned. Nice place? Are the original owners under the floorboards? He tried on a smile, but he knew it was hanging all sorts of wrong on his face. I cannot believe we're genetically identical. Reverb looked him over critically. It's a horror show. I like to think of myself more as a quirky primetime sitcom. You've got that 9 o'clock fake gritty teen drama thing going. Cisco stayed in the doorway, reluctant to step inside his double's lair. Found the Buffy to Your Angel yet? Reverb looked at him blankly, then seemed to dismiss him entirely. He slid his goggles upwards and shucked off the heavy coat to hang on a spiky hook. The side-zipping jacket underneath stayed on. He got halfway into the living room before realizing that Cisco was hanging back. Take off your jacket and stay a while. I'm good. The jacket felt a little like armor at that moment. You're a disaster is what you are. Reverb threw his hands and leaned on the back of his couch. How long have you been playing in the kiddie pool with your abilities? Months? A year? I almost died using what I did, Cisco countered, trying to remind himself to play nice, be convincing. I like having all the blood inside my skin. I'm greedy like that. I was knocking snow on her ass 3 days after I started seeing visions. The goggles glinted in the light. Goggles that would have the right frequency. Cisco reconfigured his plans. He walked slowly down the hallway, assessing as he went. When he got in reaching distance, Reverb reached out and snagged his coat. Stay a while, he challenged. 2 fingers pinched the coat's zipper and slid it down an inch. The sound triggered a sense memory that sent heat simmering over his skin. It had been too long since someone had touched him with intent. There hadn't been enough time with Kendra, and just end. You're blushing. That's disturbingly innocent. Such a child. You realize all your insults are betraying a very low self-esteem, Cisco's breath stuttered. Doubles and all. I didn't say that you weren't a handsome motherfucker. Reverb took the zipper down the rest of the way fast. Bet you'd look real nice on your knees. The phrase snapped Cisco back into the moment. He reconfigured his plans again. Barry was fast, but he'd need time to figure out where they were and how best to approach. That was if he didn't get distracted by a side mission like the world's most hyper Grand Theft Auto player. Cisco had at least 45 minutes. He could do a lot with 45 minutes. His shoulders squared and his chin went up. The coat fell loose around him. Do you now? Cisco huffed a laugh. Thought you said you were watching me, or did you close your eyes during the scary parts? What do you mean? Reverb's hands were on Cisco's waist now, warm and suggestive. Used to being the scariest person in the room, Reverb was willing to make himself vulnerable against the lesser threat. It wasn't hard for Sisko to reach down and slowly circle his fingers over familiar wrists. Reverb laughed. Is this supposed to be intimidating, pup? If you'd had the guts to pay attention, you'd know exactly what it was. See, this pup lost its master last year, and I've been off the leash ever since. He tightened his grip, pressure hitting all the places that had made him hiss in pleasure. Sure enough, he caught Reverb's pupils dilating even as he struggled to get away. Sisko's voice naturally slid down the register to something deeper. You think putting on black leather and lace makes you a dom? That's real cute. All I'm seeing is a kid playing dress-up, a boy who wants someone to take him over their knee. I'm one of the most powerful fucking meta-humans in this shitty town. You can't do a fraction of what I do. Reverb got one hand free and flexed it menacingly. And I am impressed, Sisko said, slow and measured. Sincere because he did mean it, had to mean it for it to work. You've got a lot figured out. Doing so well with what was given to you, hiding like a cunning little viper ready to strike. Very clever. Damn right. Reverb unconsciously relaxed. It was apparently a universal truth that Sisko Ramones would turn to putty with a little praise. Sisko wasn't proud of it, but in that moment it was critical. But you need someone to be stronger and smarter, don't you? Sisko took a step forward, pleased when Reverb took a step back, stumbling a little. Fuck no. The protest was weak. I've never needed anyone to back me up. Of course not. You don't want someone at your back, not a minion or a lackey or a bodyguard. He took another step, and as predictable as the tides, Reverb followed the dance. Sisko moved until he and Reverb were against the wall. He pinned the wrist still in his grip to the slate-gray paint. You want someone to take care of you. It's okay. Sisko leaned in and nipped once at the side of Reverb's neck. You can trust me to understand, can't you? Yeah. The agreement came out as a moan. And you know you're more powerful than me. This stops the second you decide it does, right? Another bite, less playful and with far more teeth. So why don't you be a good boy and get to work? Because I'm not even thinking about letting you get off until you show me how pretty you can beg. The last flare of defiance died behind Reverb's eyes. He clenched his free hand and then slowly offered it back to Sisko. Good boy. Reverb slid down to his knees, mouth already parted. Sisko gripped both wrists in one hand at just the right height for Reverb to kneel and his arms to stay uncomfortably stretched. Sisko took a moment just to admire the scene. No wonder Thwain had been so tempted. He looked damn good like this. Go on, then, Sisko said softly. Get me undressed. I'm sure you can figure out how. Reverb licked his lips and got to work. By the time Barry came to save him, Sisko was sitting on the black leather sofa, leafing through a very trippy magazine. It was sort of a mashup between Scientific American and Cosmo. Beside him, Reverb was curled up under a fuzzy, bright orange blanket that had been yanked out of its hiding place with a vague look of shame and without explanation. The goggles were safely in Sisko's coat pocket. He'd never gotten around to taking it off. The memory of the fabric enclosing them both as Sisko took his double over the couch while Reverb muffled his screams by biting his forearm until it bled would stay with him every time he wore it thereafter. Sisko, Barry was before him, lightning still fading from the air around him. Are you okay?
Yeah,
he said brightly, casting the magazine aside. You know me, talked my way out of it. Great, because we've got to go. Things are not good. Let's get to the world saving, then. Sisko got to his feet. Barry glanced over at Reverb, and Sisko fought down a surge of protectiveness. He's harmless once you get to know him. He stopped me dead. And that was interesting. Better times and places to do that poking. You wanna waste time taking down a two-bit heavy like him? Okay, Barry conceded, his mind clearly not fully engaged. Sisko could have hugged him. Good old oblivious distracted Barry. Back to the labs. Harry's probably having a cerebral hemorrhage by now. Sisko left the magazine at Reverb's feet, the note he'd penned sticking up like a flag. Had to borrow your eyewear. I'll mail it back to you before I head out. Black isn't your color, by the way. Try out some red and yellow one of these days. The dark side might have cookies, but I guarantee the light side gives better head. See you in your dreams. The other C. The end.